Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
Hey, how you doing? My name is Steve, and we are conducting a survey. I'm trying to see if you can help us out by answering a couple questions.
What's the survey about?
Mostly it's political.
Sure.
All right, perfect. So we're conducting a survey to help us, you know, better understand what is the most important to, you know, the people across a variety of topics. Their participation is voluntary but important to the, you know, the success of this research. All of your answers are confidential and will be combined with the answers for everyone to complete this survey. When thinking about your, thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied? Somewhat satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied in the direction in which the country is headed?
Somewhat dissatisfied.
Somewhat dissatisfied?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, thank you. When thinking about the issues that are more important to you, how important would you say that, I say each of these issues is to you, using a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means it's not important issue to you, and 10, it means that it's a very important issue to you. So I will read some statements. The first one is reproductive freedom. How important do you think that is from the 0 to 10?
0.
Sure, thank you. Student loan and debt.
Like student loan forgiveness or something like that?
That is correct.
0.
Thank you. Healthcare.
6.
A 6. Let's see. Thank you. Inflation and the cost of living.
10.
Thank you. Voting rights.
10.
Thank you. Let me see. And abortion rights.
5.
A 5. And immigration?
6, I guess. I don't know.
A 6? Okay. Yeah. Thank you. Let's see. And criminal justice reform?
5.
5? Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm. And climate change?
4.
Okay, thank you. And crime and violence?
7.
7, thank you. Democracy?
10.
10, thank you. K-12 education?
10.
Thank you. And jobs and wages?
10.
Thank you. Racism and discrimination?
4.
4, all right, thank you. As you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state, and local offices in 2024. I know it's a long way off, and sometimes something comes up and that prevents people from voting, but as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November elections on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not likely to vote at all, and 10 means you are extremely likely to vote?
10.
All right, thank you. What is your race? Are you white, black, or African-American, American Indian, or Alaskan, Asian, Pacific Islander, Middle Eastern, Hispanic?
Black.
Black?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, thank you. Are you registered? I'm sorry?
Oh, no, you can talk.
Oh, okay, sorry. Are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered?
I'm registered to vote.
Okay, thank you. Do you think yourself as a male, female, or something else?
Male.
Thank you. What is the year of your birth?
1995.
Yeah. Okay, thank you. What is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
College. Bachelor's degree.
Oh, okay. Thank you. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a change on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make a change on issues that matter to you.
Hey, man, that's democracy. You're out of town.
Okay, thank you. How much power do you feel that the Black community has to make change on issues that matter the most to your community? Please rate the amount of power that you feel that Black community has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that the Black community has no power at all, and 10 means that the Black community has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to their community.
10.
Okay, thank you. Please rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 5 means that you feel particularly warm or cold. If you have no opinions or have never heard of a person or organization, please indicate that. So the first one is the Republican Party from 0 to 10. How are you on this one?
Neutral, so I think you said that would be a 5.
Oh, okay, thank you. Kamala Harris?
Cold. I don't remember. It was like 0 to 5 was cold or cooler, and then 5 was neutral, and then 6 to 10 was like hot, right?
That is great.
I guess like 3.
3. All right. Thank you. And Joe Biden?
3 as well.
Okay. Thank you. Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
Like a 5 or 6. Maybe 6.
Okay. Thank you. Donald Trump?
Probably not a 6 as well.
Thank you. And the Democratic Party?
Like as a whole?
Yes, the whole party.
Like a 2.
All right. Thank you. I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 elections for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Kamala Harris, Donald Trump, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Cornel West, Jill Spain, or undecided?
Trump.
Okay, thank you. I know it's a long way off, but in the November 2024 elections elections for U.S. Congress were held today. For whom would you vote to be your House representative, the Democrat candidate or the Republican candidate?
Guess the Republican one. I'm really not too cool with either one, so honestly. But if I choose the Republicans, I guess. If there's an undecided option, I would take that one for that.
Oh, okay. Undecided. All right. Thank you. So if you have to choose, for whom would you vote? Democratic candidate, Republican candidate?
Yeah. Undecided.
Okay. Thank you. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general elections for president, or were you not able to vote? We had Joe Biden, Donald Trump, Joe Jorgensen, Howie Hawkins.
I voted for Trump.
Oh, okay, thank you. Thinking back in the last 4 years, will you say that your life has gotten much worse, stayed the same, better, or much better?
It's gotten a little bit worse.
Thinking about your network of friends and association, will you say that everyone votes, most of them vote, is about half and half, most of them don't vote, or none of them vote?
Pretty much half and half.
Half and half. Okay, let's see. Below is a list of people and events that could have prevented the progress. the progress you thought should have happened by now. After each one, please indicate how much you think that each person's or event prevented the progress you wanted to see. in this country from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you believe that the person or event certainly prevented progress. 5 means that you are not sure, and 0 means that you believe that the person or event certainly did not prevent progress. You may choose any numbers from 0 to 10. So the first one is Donald Trump. From 0 to 10, how do you think that person prevented any progress?
In the last 4 years.
That is correct.
Zero. He wasn't even like.
Oh, okay, thank you. And the white supremacists?
Zero.
Next one is the Supreme Court.
Zero.
Zero, thank you. The Republicans in the Georgia General Assembly?
I'm going to fucking do this. Three, I guess.
Three?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. President Biden?
Looks like a 7.
Oh, okay, thank you. And Governor Kemp?
Like a 5.
Okay, thank you. Okay, let's see. And the. Thank you. Okay, below is a list of policy and statements that have obstructed progress in Black communities. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that that addressing or overcoming these obstacles will motivate you or people in your network to vote, using a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means it will not motivate you to vote at all, and 5 means that you are not sure, and 10 means that you will strongly motivate to vote. You may choose any numbers from 0 to 10. So these are some statements that have obstructed the progress in Black communities. You can say from 0 to 10 how strongly you are motivated to vote for the elections. We may strive towards building Black power together. While there is still significant work ahead, it is crucial to recognize the forces obstructing our advancement. By standing united and maintaining patience with each other, we can effectively confront these obstacles and continue our journey toward future progress. From 0 to 10, how motivated will you be on voting for these elections?
Like 6 or 7.
Okay, thank you. Next one is, 14 years after the Affordable Care Act in the 2010, providing 90% funding for states to expand Medicaid, nearly 500,000 low-income adults in Georgia remain uninsured. Governor Brian Kemp's decision not to expand Medicaid means that 120,000 Black individuals in Georgia still lack access to health care. From 0 to 10, how will you... How motivated are you on this statement?
4 or 5.
Thank you. The 2021 Infrastructure and Jobs Act supports the Affordable Connectivity Program, saving low-income and rural families up to $30 a month or in internet bills. On internet bills, over 720,000 Georgia households benefits, saving $21,008 million monthly. From 0 to 10, how would you go on this one?
It's an 8 or 9.
A 0?
It's an
8
or 9.
Oh, okay. Oh, thank you. The 2019 Foster Youth to independence programs offers 3 to 5 years of housing aid for those aging out of foster care. Georgia can request 500 vouchers, but has only requested 8 more actions in needed as Black youth 18 to 24 are disproportionately affected by homelessness. From a seal 10, how will you vote on this one, sir?
Seven.
I'm sorry?
This is 7.
10? Oh, thank you. And next one is... One second. The 2022 Pregnant Workers Fairness Act protest pregnant workers. Attorney General Chris Carr sued to block it in Georgia, hindering accommodations for pregnant, new mothers, and recovering workers. From 0 to 10, how would you vote on this one, sir?
10.
Thank you. Thank you for your response so far. I'm going to ask you some of the questions again. Sometimes people change their minds, and that's pretty okay, perfectly okay. Please answer based on how you feel right now. The first one, no matter how frequently you vote in the elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a change on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your power has, that your, it means that your vote has a lot of power to make a change in issues that matter to you.
10.
Thank you. How much power do you feel the Black community has to make change on issues that matter the most on your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel that a Black community has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that Black community has no power at all. 10 means that the Black community has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to their community.
Okay.
All right, thank you. As you may know, that there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state, and local offices in 2024. I know it's a long way off, and sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting. But as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November elections on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not likely to vote at all, and 10 means that you're extremely likely to vote?
10.
Thank you. Thinking about the last 4 years, will you say that your life has gotten much worse, stay the same, better, or much better?
Worse.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself as a 1, heterosexual or straight, 2, lesbian or gay, 3, bisexual, or 4, something else?
Straight.
Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with partner, single, separated, divorced, or widower?
Married.
Thank you. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
Thank you. In politics today, do you consider yourself as Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
Independent.
Thank you. Do you lean more towards the Republican Party or the Democratic Party, or neither?
Neither.
I'm sorry?
Neither.
Oh, okay. Thank you. How will you describe your employment status? Are you full-time, part-time, temporary, laid off, unemployed, retired, permanently disabled, homemaker, stay-home parent, or student?
Full-time employee.
Thank you. Last year in the 2023, what was your total family income for all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
About $125,000.
All right. Thank you, sir. Thank you. Well, this concludes the survey. I would like to thank you for your patience in answering all these questions. I know some of them were a little bit repetitive, but thank you once again for answering all those questions. I hope you enjoy the rest of your day. Thank you for helping us out. Take care, sir.
All right. Thanks, man.